The epistle to be read today for Trinity Sunday is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 11. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God! How incomprehensible are his judgments, and how unsearchable his ways! For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and recompense shall be made him? For of him, and by him, and in him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. In the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 28. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Going therefore, teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Behold, I am with you all the days, even to the consummation of the world." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Going therefore, teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. One day, a certain young man was traveling on a bus in the city. As the bus drove down and passed a church, this man tipped his hat and said a little prayer to himself. A certain passenger near him remarked, "I see that you go to church. What do you learn there?" "I learn the mysteries of my faith," and the young man confidently responded. "Mysteries, I see," said the older gentleman. Don't you know we should never believe what we do not understand? For instance, you Catholics believe that there are three persons and one God. Do you understand that?" "No, I do not fully understand," replied the boy, "but I believe that it is true because God said so, and he cannot lie." But he continued, "Let me ask you a question. Show me your hand. Now make a fist. Tell me, what makes your fingers move like that?" "Because I will it, and I have life in me," replied the man. "But why does it move?" "I just told you, because I will it," the man said. "But it sounds like you don't understand. How can you explain how that works?" And so the discussion ended, and the young man left the bus smiling as the elder man stood there, amazed and embarrassed. Today, my dear faithful, we celebrate Trinity Sunday. In the Gospel for today's Mass, we see our Lord giving to his disciples the commission to preach the Gospel throughout the world. Our Lord proclaims his divinity when he says, "All power is given to me in heaven and in earth." Because he is God, he has the authority to teach all nations. And since he was ascending into heaven, he wanted to invest this authority in someone. In this way, the faith could be passed on and kept intact until the end of time. And so he gives this power to his disciples and their successors. This he did when he commanded them, saying, "Going therefore, teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost." In these words, our Lord also gave the form of the sacrament of baptism. This sacrament marks one as a member of Christ's church and imprints on the soul the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. It makes us adopted children of God. Christ had given his disciples the commission to preach to all nations. And so he also gave them a sign which would mark them as followers of Christ. And this sign is baptism, which is given in the name of the Holy Trinity. These words of our Lord were spoken after the resurrection on a mountain in Galilee, before he ascended into heaven. And they were directed to the 11 apostles and their successors. And in these words, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, our Lord gave us the essence of our religion. The essence of our faith consists in the knowledge and adoration of the one God in three persons. This is the mystery from whence all others flow. The fathers of the church understood these words to show the unity and trinity of persons. The three persons in God is expressed by the distinct enumeration of the three different names, that is, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Yes, these three persons are united in one Godhead. Now, if God had not revealed this mystery to us, we never would have known this truth. See, man's reason can come to the knowledge that there is a God, but our limited minds could not have come to the understanding that there are three persons in one God. But by faith, we know this to be true. God has revealed that there are three persons in one God, and the church teaches us that we must believe this. In fact, it is one of the four great truths that all men must believe, at least implicitly, in order to be saved. We cannot fully understand the Trinity. That is why we call it a mystery. But we can come to a greater knowledge of the truth. In nature, we see many images of the Trinity. Many books have been written on the subject in order to help us better understand the mystery. For example, the great missionary to Ireland, St. Patrick, used the three-leaf clover to teach the Irish about the Trinity. The great father and doctor of the church, St. Cyril of Alexandria, used the sun to explain the Trinity. And he explained it like this. He said there are three very distinct things: the light, the rays, and the heat. And likewise, there are three in the Trinity: the Father, who is like to the light of the sun, and God the Son, who is like the rays coming from the light, and the Holy Ghost, who is like the heat that comes from both the light and the rays. Thus, in the same way that the Son does not proceed from any other sun, so does the Father proceed from none other. And as the rays of light are from the Son, so also is God the Son from the Father. And as the heat proceeds from the Son and from the rays of light, so does the Holy Ghost proceed from the love of the Father and the Son. But as the light, the rays, and the heat together are only one Son, so also the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are only one God. Now it takes the grace of faith to believe and understand the Trinity, a faith which gives us an even greater certitude than any proof from reason. For by faith, we know that the mysteries of our religion are true, because God revealed them to us. God, who is infinitely good, cannot deceive us, just as the young man in the story pointed out. So let us then be grateful for the gift of our faith. As we celebrate Trinity Sunday, we ought to thank Almighty God for our faith. All men are created in God's image and likeness, but by our baptism, we have an even greater share in his likeness. And when we are in the state of grace, we are truly his children, and God the Trinity resides in our souls. By our baptism, we have become his adopted children, and so we ought to be grateful for this wonderful grace, especially in this day and age when so few have the true faith. We do not deserve this wonderful gift, but God has freely given it to us. Strive, therefore, to show your gratitude to the Holy Trinity by not being ashamed of your faith. Like the young man in the story, do not be afraid to let others know and see that you are Catholic. Of course, we don't have to go out of our way or do anything strange or bizarre. But for example, if you're eating out in public or eating at work, do not be afraid to say your grace before meals and to make the sign of the cross. Also, show your devotion to the Holy Trinity in trying to make the sign of the cross more reverently. And try to say the glory be with greater devotion and respect. And consider the infinite power and majesty of the Trinity. You know, often we say this short little prayer, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, with no thought whatsoever. But what an amazing little prayer that contains the chief mystery of our faith. By this short prayer, we honor the three persons of the Trinity and their unity of nature. And by the sign of the cross, we mark ourselves as Catholics. So do not be ashamed of your faith, but rather boldly proclaim it by making the sign of the cross, the badge and standard that shows that we are true followers of Christ, our Savior. My dear faithful, God revealed the mystery of the Holy Trinity to us in order to help us know Him better. He wanted us to know more about Him so that we could have a greater love for Him, and thus we would be ever closer to Him. Let us then pray that we may join God in heaven one day, and thus come to know and love the adorable mystery of the Trinity, in whose name we are baptized and receive all the sacraments. And so we pray today, Almighty and Eternal God, by the gift of the true faith, we acknowledge the glory of the Eternal Trinity and adore the unity and the power of your majesty. We beseech you that in the firmness of the same faith, we may be ever defended from all adversities. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.